Hi, everybody. My name is Jim Burns, and welcome to the Bullyproof Classroom Podcast. These podcasts are designed to provide teachers, parents, administrators, or mental health professionals with some skills, strategies, and tips to help deal with the bullying epidemic that we face today in this country. You can listen to over 180 podcasts by going to blogtalkradio.com/thebullyproofclassroom or on iTunes. Just go to iTunes and search The Bullyproof Classroom in the category podcasts. Also, please visit our website at www.bullyproofclassroom.com and subscribe to the anti-bullying tip of the day. And you can have an anti-bullying tip delivered to your email inbox every day. I hope that you enjoy this podcast and ask that you forward it to a friend or a colleague, so we can all do our part in providing a bully-proof and safe physical and emotional climate for our students and our children. Enjoy the podcast, everybody. You are now in the Bully-Proof Classroom, and this is your anti-bullying tip of the week. Everyone needs a certain amount of praise and affirmation, and children are no different. If anything, they need to know that the positive behaviors that they exhibit are recognized and appreciated frequently by teachers and parents. Praise, when offered appropriately to children, will no doubt encourage them to continue with the positive behaviors of respect and responsibility. Praise needs to be offered to children when they display specific behaviors that have been identified by a teacher or a parent. Often, though, children are praised for anything and everything, which can produce in the child a skewed view of who they are, and ultimately they can have a difficult time accepting correction. The praise becomes so frequent that the child can begin to believe that they can't do anything wrong. A sense of entitlement builds in the mind of the child that is often accompanied by arrogance, with the child developing a disrespectful attitude toward those adults who offer any correction for behavior that is unacceptable. Praise needs to be offered to children, but needs to be balanced with rules and constructive suggestions. Praise, if offered too frequently, can become what I call white noise. During the summer of 1971, when I was 16 years old, my first cousin Jim and I spent a lot of time together at each other's houses. We played baseball and hung out with other kids. I enjoyed the visits, and so did he. He was an only child, and I was the only boy in my family. We had a lot in common, and during this time, we were good friends. My cousin wasn't as good at baseball as I was, but he was what I call a rooter. He enjoyed watching baseball and enjoyed watching me play. During one of his visits, I had a scheduled game, and I had to be at the field early, so my dad and cousin came later. During the game, I had 3 hits, including the game-winning hit. I was the catcher, and I threw out 3 runners who were trying to steal second base. I had a great game. When the game was over, my dad drove my cousin back to his house, and I hung out with my friends. I went home, went to bed, got up early the next morning, and left the house. My parents owned a bar in the town where I lived, and we lived right above the place. The normal routine was that my mother would open the bar in the morning, my father would sleep a little later, then relieve her around 11 o'clock. He would work until about 4 o'clock, then go upstairs and take a nap. I can always remember him sitting in his recliner napping in the afternoon. He needed that nap. He was in his late 50s and had to be ready to work the night shift. That afternoon, I returned home around 5 o'clock to find my father in his recliner, but he was awake. He jumped up out of his chair like he had a spring under him. He ran over to me, hugged me, and said, "I was so proud of you last night." I thanked him. I felt him squeeze me like he never had before. I felt the warmth of his body, but even more, I felt the warmth of his words. Well, I'm 58 years old now, and I still remember that hug and those words. Sometimes parents can say so much to their kids about their performance that it can almost seem like the white noise that I spoke about earlier. Most kids know their parents are going to speak well of them because, well, they're their parents. But the right words of praise and encouragement at the right time can actually change a child's life. In my case, my dad didn't offer a lot of praise and was very critical of me at times. This experience was life-changing for me. I quickly forgot all the times my father had said critical things to me. As a father myself now, I know I have the power to determine how my own children view themselves. And we should all remember that a father's words do truly make a difference. How does this relate to bullying? The minute a child begins to believe that he can do no wrong, and draws the false conclusion that he can say and do what he wants, whenever he wants, his attitude and behavior will and does change towards other people. Praise needs to be given on a 9-to-1 ratio, 9 statements of praise to 1 statement of correction. The relationship that we have with the child can be more important than the amount of praise we offer. If a child doesn't respect us as their parent or their teacher, no amount of praise will change that. A school year is 10 months long. That 9-to-1 ratio should be practiced over the course of the entire year. We need to strengthen the relationship between us and our children or our students by redefining respect and balancing our rules and regulations with love, compassion, and understanding. The definition of respect is having a high regard for the rights and privileges of another person, something that bullies just lack. My name is Jim Burns, and that has been your Anti-Bullying Tip of the Week.